Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm afraid my Bell lives in Oxford now.
Oh, yeah. Your other friends.
Guys, can we are we peeking on the audio? Because the audio is doing some very, very strange things. Very strange things. It's going into the red and it shouldn't be. It should not be going into the red. Is the app testing... Why is it doing that? Don't tell me I've got to reset everything. We haven't had a technical... For a while.
Well, we don't do as many shows, do we?
That is fair play. That's true. Let's let me just hold the line, please, Cole.
Jimbo says V loud.
Is it V loud? Yeah. We're going to do another audio input. Let's call this Audio 2022 July. We're going to do that. We're going to do another audio input. We're going to go here. Okay. Now it's doing the same thing.
Oh no!
Why is it doing that? If I speak softly. Why is it doing that? We're not doubles now. Why is it doing that? Hold the line, please, caller. It's a good Beach Boys song, right? Beach Boys in the '80s. Feel so sorry for the Beach Boys.
Why? I think they're all right.
Yeah.
Well, the remaining ones are
such a troubled thing. It sounds okay, but I'm speaking softly. Then it goes, I'm speaking softly. I'm going to make it, when I say numbers, I'm going to make it peak. So when you hear me say numbers, it's going to be peaking. Can you tell me if it sounds too loud or distorted to you? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did the numbers... sound distorted, please. Stop talking to each other. No, don't type in numbers four, Jim, but that's not helping at all. Did it sound distorted? The numbers sounded okay to you. That's Stacey. What about Stacey's mum? He made that joke himself in the Discord.
They've played that twice on your radio show now.
Yes, they have. They've also played Don't Be Good to Me, which I absolutely hate.
I didn't realise that Fatboy Slim had something to do with that.
I didn't care. It sounds okay. So it sounds okay now? Is it peaking?
Pigeon says she's not getting distortions.
Is it peaking? Because it's going into the red. I wonder why it's going into the red. Let's enter the world of sounds. Let's open sound settings.
Okay. Are you ready, everyone? We're going in.
Choose your input device. Test your microphone. Okay. Well, that's that.
Harsh says it's all right.
Harsh is an accountant. He's a money guy. He's not an audio guy, right? Otherwise, we'd have Harsh here doing the... sounds.
He's a facts man.
Don't be so rude. Oh, facts. I'm so sorry. I thought you were
facts
being...
Facts man.
Okay. Playback. So recording. Microphone. I'm just going to go here. We're going to go to the level... Oh, if I turn this down... All right. Hang on a minute. If I turn that down, then I turn that up. Hello? Almost. Catherine, please don't sigh.
I'm not. I'm just breathing.
Hold the sigh. Over bridge of... There we go. We're in. Fixed it. fixed it.
Heavens.
Oh, be quiet. Be quiet. How dare you speak to me like that. Good morning.
Hi. It's not the morning.
I'm going to say it. Why he keeps focusing on that mirror?
It's because there's little faces in there.
Right.
He's going to go full faulty in a minute. Right! You asked for it!
Kind of anything nice in this house.
Stop looking. Focus. Focus. Oh, I wondered where to park my bike.
Oh, fuck off!
Stop flashing then!
I'm a dad. Dad bods are very, very much in at the moment.
Well, your dad bod is very much out.
So quick. She's so quick, isn't she, to snipe. So quick. I'll give you a little bit more shot so your fans can see. Have you got... are they watermelons?
Yeah, melons and lemons.
Oh, sorry. Yes, you're wearing a dress as well. I didn't realise.
He made a booby joke.
Hello? Still fucking doing it. Hello? This is what people pay for. Shut up. This is what people pay for. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Simon. Okay.
What?
Good evening. Let's just say hello to everybody.
Hiya.
Okay, I was going to do it individually. Mark Baxter says, No Doubts cover of Talk Talks, It's My Life, and that song about Carolina Hearn by that band Hooky from New Order was in 1997. I'm obsessed with the Jack FM playlist. I don't understand the Jack FM. It's nothing before 1990. The towel is out of focus. Jesus Christ, Paul Bodell, your face will be out of focus in a minute. People go, Oh, God. So much has happened today. I've done about 90 miles on my scooter, which is a lot, including 22 miles on the M40. Because I rode it to Oxford this morning, which is 45 minutes. And it was freezing. It was too cold. It was way too cold. But I got there and it was okay. And then I went to see my mum, right? Uh-huh. And that was about 40 miles away. Oh, my God. And I'm riding. I'm going, oh, God, it's taking me to... Oh, God, no, I'm going on the M40. Oh, shit, I'm on the M40. 22 miles of the fastest it will go. Because my speedo is way off,
yes,
right?
Yes, so is mine.
But I had my sat-nav, and the sat-nav was saying, 57 miles an hour, 57 miles an hour. That's as fast as it will go. And that was downhill.
There's an old fella in my town who rides his mobility scooter in the middle of the road.
Oh,
you're
God.
You're that guy.
Oh, God, it was totally... So then I went and saw Mum. Lots has happened, right? So I went and saw Mum, and I said, Mum, you're taking me out for breakfast. She was struggling, but I got there and I said, oh, I'm glad you've turned up. You're here. It was a surprise visit. I just fancied it on a whim. She's been really upset today. And I said, oh, Mum, you've been upset today. She said, no, fine.
Heat?
No, but she was like depressed and like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be. But she didn't remember it. And then here's the thing that got me. She was talking about Dennis Le Corrier. And I said, she was saying, oh, he's a singer, but I can't remember what band he was in. And when he's in Doctor Hook. Oh, right, them. It was her favourite band.
Yeah.
She couldn't remember. But we went out for breakfast and we were sat there and this school bus drove past. And there were kids like 8, 9, I don't know. And the black sheet is over there. It's a towel. It's to stop evil spirits escaping.
Again.
And they were looking at me. And they were sort of giggling. And so I just went, gave them the L. They pissed themselves. The old man giving them the L. But here's what happened, right? We were in this really nice place in Gerrard's Cross. Oh, God, it was awful. I'm driving her in this narrow thing because her driving is terrible. And I've got my bag on. And I knocked over a bottle of water and some glasses smashed fucking everywhere. Everywhere. Oh my God, it was so embarrassing. I had a shame attack. I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And they went, no, it's fine. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And they said, no, it's fine. And as we left, the woman, the manager, you know, she got this ramp for us to get out. And I said, I'm so sorry. She said, no, it's fine. I had a shame attack, right? But I worked through it, right? I had this shame attack and I was walking my mum back. And I think, what the fuck was that? Then I remembered this thing that comes to me every now and then, right? Years and years ago, I would have been about 5 or 6. Ian, our dad's side of the family, as you know, were very common. And round the back of Nanny, Peg and Grandad Jock's council flat was this club. Do you remember what the club was called, Joe? It was this building. It was called like it was named after someone. It was called like the Jack Davids or something like that. And they used to have like parties and stuff there. A lot of discos there.
Not Darby and Joan.
No, not Darby and Joan. It was named after someone.
Jack and Danny.
Please don't be vulgar. The Jack Hobbs Club. There we go.
Jack Hobbs.
And I remember, I think it was a wedding reception. It may have been Uncle Don and Aunt Paula's wedding reception. I'm not totally sure. But I was like six, and I was helping out whoever it was behind the bar by collecting the glasses. And I collected all these glasses. I had like three in each hand, and I dropped and smashed them all. And I felt so ashamed. I felt awful. I was absolutely devastated. And just inconsolable. Oh my God, what have I done? I was so embarrassed and so ashamed. And that's what this was. And I worked it out. I thought, right, okay, well, that's interesting. All right, keep that. And then when I came back, I talked myself out of the shame. First of all, I talked to little five-year-old me and said, that's okay, that happened. Then I pretended it was my eldest that had done it. And I said, it's nothing to worry about. And I transposed myself into that, saying, it's nothing to worry about. It's okay. It was an accident. It's a bit embarrassing. They were cool with it. No one got angry. They'll clear it up. It was a bottle and a couple of glasses. Taught myself out of a shame attack.
Oh,
isn't that something?
Yeah.
Huh? That's progress, right?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's progress. All thanks to Jack Hobbs. There you go, you see. It was like doing chairs. I've never done a chair. What do you mean? You think I'm some kind of...
No.
You think I'm a vicar that has sex with a Henry?
Of which more later.
Gary.
We need to discuss this with you, Gafford, as our diabetic correspondent.
Yeah.
Chairs. He means therapeutic technique where you have an empty chair.
The empty chair. Yeah, it kind of was, actually. I felt this shame as I came out, and I thought, "Fuck! All right, this is awful." That memory popped up into my head. It's like, "Okay, well, there's a connection. Let me get Mum home, and I can work on it." And I talked myself out of it.
Yeah.
I talked myself. Is that using compassionate friend technique? I don't know what that is, but yeah, sure. You know, it was. I talked myself out of a shame attack. I've never been able to do that. Who is this guy?
Mm.
Who is this guy? I had some. I'm gonna make a Greek salad after this. I've kind of half made it. You got to put the tomatoes in later. And we don't want diabetes update. We kind of do. We want diabetes kink update. I don't know how long you cook chicken bits for.
How big are the bits?
We do it in a wok.
Yeah.
You do it in a wok. I've got some tzatziki. Got some hummus. Got some pita.
We got a party. A pitter party.
But it was lovely seeing Mum. I did feel a bit sad when she didn't remember Dennis was in Doctor Hook. But that's okay. These things happen. Jamie says, when I worked as a barman, whenever we dropped glasses, the whole bar would shout, someone having a smashing time, got old very quickly. They probably did cheer. I don't remember the whole, we've got souvlaki, Joe. That's it, we've got souvlaki. I don't really remember the thing. I just remember being so mortified. It was such a good evening. It was going so well and I was being useful. And then I just, oh, fucking hell.
Oh, man.
Awful. But it was nice seeing Mum. I had a really nice breakfast, Joe. There's a little cafe restaurant thing. It's not called Bill and Ted's, but it's something like Bill and Ted's. And a nice breakfast. And, you know, I've got Mum's debit card. She paid for it. I said, Mum, you're buying me breakfast today. She went, oh, lovely. Okay, fine. And we had a really nice time. She's very well. I'm going to try and pop over those books.
Yes, need to go to the...
I am going to try and pop over there once every couple of weeks now. Because I made an amends to her. Jack and Alice. That's it, Joe. Yeah, Jack and Alice. Jack and Alice and Jacobs. So it's all to do with Jack today. Oh, Jack FM, isn't it? It's all linking up, isn't it? I haven't got my laptop. I haven't got my bell. I've got nothing. I'm doing this show unplugged. Unplugged. It is very cramped in there, but we went and it was kind of empty. And they had a ramp. And we went right down the end. We went right down the end, and it was good. But then getting out was a shit show. It was a shit show. So done. Yeah, about 80-90 miles on my scooter. About three quarters of a tank. All that cost me about £7.
I find it very strange that both of our scooters seem to sympathise with each other.
Oh God, yeah.
You know, they don't see each other very often, but his goes down, and so does mine shortly after. So my battery went. So that was what had to happen. I took it to my mate Dean's and he sorted the battery out, gave it an oil change.
Yeah.
I went to pick it up today. My dad gave me a lift around there and there was a proper motorbike man in there looking at a real motorbike, not a hairdryer.
Yeah,
like mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dean's very nice. And
Dean. Met Dean. Dean's laughed at me giving you a backy.
Dean used to listen to the talk radio show. And I think he used to watch the lockdown memoirs. But
memoirs?
What would we call them?
Shows. The lockdown memoirs. I remember the lockdown of memoirs. 2020.
Memoirs, darling, memoirs. I paid up and everything and he went to talk about real motorbikes and outside I started my bike up and it started up like a dream. And inside my helmet I went, oh, yes. And then I realised I'd said it quite loud because I heard them laughing in the workshop.
There you go, you see.
It's such a joy.
Do they nod at you, motorbike men?
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I can't nod while I'm riding.
You have to be quite pronounced about it.
I need to keep the concentration. But also I think, what the fuck are you nodding at me for? I'm an idiot.
Do you know what it reminds me of? When I used to go horse riding, you had to do that nod.
Oh, God, what's that for? To tell the horse to trot on?
No, to say thank you to cars for not being dickheads.
I give them the hand. Joe says we always struggle to get in and out of there. We started sitting outside, but it was too noisy. But yeah, it is crap. Hence me knocking over a load of stuff. There was, honestly, there's so much glass everywhere. It was like, oh God, it was all going so well. But Mum is well. I think I've got a feeling the aunts are going over there. There was talk of them going, maybe not this Monday, maybe the Monday after. I was going to try and go with them, but I can't because I've still got clients. So next week I'm going to college, drop my portfolio off.
Yeah.
I'll show you my portfolio. It's done. It's done. I'll print one more thing off and it's done. Then 2 weeks after that, so 3 weeks today, I will know whether I'm qualified or whether I failed my exam. 3 weeks today. That is nuts, right? Because you lot were here when I was thinking about doing the course, signing up for the course, early days of the course, relapse during the course. Thinking of jacking in the course. All of that has happened. The course is done. I'm now sat, I think, 102. I think I'm at 102 hours. And the essays are done. The case study is done. One more thing. There's another thing I have to do if I want to practice. I've got to do a certificate of proficiency. But apparently, that's pretty straightforward. That's not the college. It's the BACP, one of the governing bodies. One more thing. I want this exam. And if I pass that, baby, I'm a qualified...
You're going to pass it.
Then the plan is stop seeing clients the week beginning of the 15th of August. That would be the last week I've got to see clients. There may be one that goes on a little bit longer for various reasons, which I think I didn't tell you about, did I? No. Yeah. I didn't tell you about that because it's confidential. So
no, but you told me that there was a complication. There was
a problem. So that may go on a little bit longer. And then, after that, I'm not seeing any clients for the second half of August and September. I'm done. I'm out. Then we'll see how I'm feeling in October about setting up private practice. Seeing clients. I'm going to start seeing clients on Zoom. Here's the thing, Mike, I've got this. You have to have a supervisor, right? Every counsellor has to have a supervisor. I mean, it's like having a sponsor. It's someone who's further along the line than you. They're trained as a supervisor, and you go. You have to have like an hour of... For students, I think you have to have an hour of supervision for every 6 hours of giving therapy.
I saw this in the sex therapist
thing,
that show that I kept saying to you. And I thought, of course, what a genius idea, because each time you talk to a client, even though... You know, you're a professional and you try not to breach boundaries. It is another
happening all the time.
It's a pebble in your backpack, right? And you might meet someone who you find difficult, or you might find someone you find irritating, right? And it's okay to find it that. But what the sponsor helps you do, supervisor helps you do, is work out what that is about.
Well, there's so much to it, right? So if the student's supposed to be every 6 hours, you have an hour of supervision. I've got two supervisors because I'm doing it for two different people. So it's blah, 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 two different charities, one of which has just been a pain in the butt. But it's less than that when you're qualified. I think it's an hour a month. Mm-hmm. I think it's slightly different. But it is. It's so you can go and talk about how you're feeling. So it's kind of a little bit of sort of therapy, but not quite. You can say, I've got a problem with this. All of these people I talk about are fictional. I've got a problem with Steve, right? We're kind of locked and I don't quite know what to do with Steve. And she will suggest exercises we could do or questions that I could pursue. But also, transference is when the client said, I might remind the client of a boyfriend. Counter transference is they might remind me of my mum. And projection is where they hate someone, so they hate me. So you can go and explore that. And that transference and counter-transference is absolutely insane, because it can be, this woman reminds me of my ex-wife and I've got no idea what. Or quite often we'll be talking about, again, fictional client, we'll be talking about Susie, and she'll say, well, who does she remind you of? Oh, fuck, it's my ex-wife.
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, let's explore that. What is that? And also, it's very, very
common. This is saying, just like couples therapy on the iPlayer, I really enjoyed that.
It's very common as well for clients to be attracted to their counsellor if it's an opposite sex, because it's a really... for some people, it's the first time they've had a mentally and emotionally intimate relationship. And that can be confusing.
And they've been listened to.
They've been listened to and paid attention to. And it's also fairly common for the counsellor to kind of develop feelings towards their client. You know, I have a gentleman who I have developed feelings,
not sexy ones.
Not sexy ones, and it's common for the counsellor to develop feelings. And sometimes it can be sexual. And there are so many corrupt counsellors that will abuse that and will take advantage of that. And if you do find yourself thinking, actually, I think I'm enjoying them flirting with me, what's that about? And you explore that. And then next time you go in the therapy room, you think, right, okay, well, so they are flirting with me. What is that doing for me? Am I treating them differently? Supervision is incredible.
And is it a matter of you tell that to your supervisor so that it's not like your little secret?
You've got
them
to tell everything to your supervisor. Otherwise, there's no point in doing it. You've got to say, do you know what? She's flirting with me and I'm really enjoying it. What's that about? You've got to be completely honest. Otherwise, that way madness lies. You know, it's really common for people to abuse that position, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to my supervisor and I said, she said, so what's the plan? I said, well, finish in August, take a couple of months off and then set up private practice. You know, I'd love to be seeing some clients by the end of the year, but I know it can take months to get clients. She said, yeah, it can do, but there are hardly any men doing it. So you've got an instant advantage. It's all women. You know, I'm the only man on my course out of eight people. She said, it's mainly women. We need more male counsellors. So you suddenly you'll jump into the head of the queue a bit. Being a white, middle-aged man is effective again. You can't cancel me. So I'm potentially going to be seeing clients. Sorry, if you have a rough appointment with a client, how tough is it to reset for the next one? Well, that's where supervision would help, but you only get that once a month. If it was really, really tough, I could get in touch with my supervisor and say, I've got this thing. How tough is it to reset for the next climb?
Well, you don't see them back to back, do you?
Oh, do you mean the client? Do you mean the? Oh, you mean the client straight after?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got like 30 minutes between clients, which is kind of tight. It's quite easy to reset. I find it quite easy to reset. So I quite often say the Serenity Prayer. That helps. I'd sometimes say the Step 3 Prayer. Do you know the Step 3 Prayer?
How would I know that?
Do you want to hear the Step 3 Prayer? It is a bit Goddy and thou and thee, but it's brilliant. By the way, if you're in recovery, Alistair, I don't know if you've got this, the My Spiritual Toolkit app, it will tell me, here we go.
By the way, Alistair, there's someone that sounds an awful lot like you on this crappy podcast I was listening to today.
Look at the stats there. You've been sober for 1.57 years, 18.86 months, 572 days, 13,746 hours is all there. Sobriety day, December. So you get like daily reflections, but the third step prayer, this is fucking great, but it sounds a bit Jesus-y, right? But it's not Jesus-y. God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Now, it sounds a bit Jesus-y, but the essence is, can you stop me thinking about me and help me think about others? That's all it is.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.